This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you can Skype on in here. Skype username lrn.fm with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
So coming up, as I did promise, even though Mark had brought the story, and I mentioned it a few times, and maybe we'll get into it, this nation near Africa that may be creating an Ethereum island, a government based somehow on cryptocurrency. I don't know what that's all about. Honestly, I haven't read the story, so we'll see if we can dig into that. Coming up here in a little bit, Mark brought that in for us tonight, but he went home sick. Daryl's in. It's Ian here as well. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, and you can Skype in. Skype username, lrn.fm. But Daryl, you had something about the Jeff Sessions news from today that they're getting ready to ramp back up to full speed ahead on civil asset forfeiture or something like that. They're repealing the Eric Holder restrictions, which were limited, that were put on it, if I recall correctly.
Right. They were limited, but, you know, some restrictions nonetheless.
True.
On the local police using asset forfeiture and then just calling up the feds and saying, hey, feds, can you take this through this equitable sharing thing that exists?
Mm-hmm.
Eric Holder, you know, at the direction of President Obama, wound up implementing some restrictions on that, to where the local police couldn't just seize something and then call the feds. They could only do the equitable sharing if the feds initiated the local thing. But apparently, Jeff Sessions thought it would be a good idea to eliminate that. Story comes from NBC News. Says Attorney General Jeff Sessions just made it easier for police to seize cash and property from people suspected of, but not charged with or convicted of a crime. And that's the thing about this civil asset forfeiture that cannot be stressed enough.
Right.
There is no requirement that anyone be charged with a crime or convicted of a crime to have their stuff stolen.
Yep, and then it's very hard to get it back.
Because you have to prove that the stuff was not connected to something illegal.
Right. Now, they don't have to prove that it was connected to something illegal. You have to prove that it wasn't.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which is the complete opposite of what, you know, this, you know, American justice system is supposedly built upon.
Right.
How did Sessions do this? He did it by eliminating an Obama administration directive that prevented local law enforcement from circumventing state restrictions on civil asset forfeiture.
Uh-huh.
The technique was
so now all the states, like New Hampshire, that have actually put in civil asset forfeiture reform could have that undercut by the federal government?
Well, the state statutes would still be in place. The state statutes would still exist.
Mm-hmm.
But it would allow a circumvention.
Right.
So let me continue with the article. This would circumvent state restrictions on civil asset forfeiture. The technique was embraced in the early years of the drug war, but it has since been linked to civil rights abuses, people losing cash, cars, and homes without any proven link to any illegal activity.
Right.
Police take cash in exchange for not locking a suspect up, a legal system that makes it hard for victims to get their possessions back. Nearly two dozen states have made it harder for local authorities to take property from a suspect without first securing a criminal conviction. So when you require a criminal conviction, like New Hampshire does, that's called criminal asset forfeiture. We've convicted you of something illegal, and then we take the stuff that was connected to that illegal activity.
Which I'm still against, but it's...
So am I.
But having just that compared to civil is better.
Right. The article from NBC News continues. It says, three have outlawed it entirely, that being three states, according to the Institute for Justice. Local police get around those laws by asking federal agents such as the Drug Enforcement Administration to take on the forfeiture case and then share the proceeds.
Right, so then, oh, we're
this
not
is
doing
what's
this.
Called equitable sharing.
Right.
This happened, the case of Fat Stuff.
The head shop on Main Street in Keene,
former head shop in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yep. Which they never reopened, by the way. I found that out today, or the other day.
Well, considering that there's been a big giant for rent sign in the window for a long time.
The story was they were moving to Brattleboro, which is the town in Vermont, just to the west of Keene. So the story was they were closing their Keene store and moving to Brattleboro, but they never reopened.
I never heard that story.
Yes.
But what happened there, and, you know, there were a couple federal agents involved in, you know, the taking of the stuff, but it still went through this thing called equitable sharing.
Yeah.
To where the feds wind up doing all of the administrative paperwork,
mm-hmm.
and the local police get a much higher percentage, somewhere near like 80% of the proceeds
really?
Of what is stolen. Through the state level.
Are you sure in that case? Because that was a federal investigation from top
to
bottom.
Well, I don't know about that case specifically, but equitable sharing, the way equitable sharing works...
Yeah.
The local police get somewhere upwards of 80% of the proceeds of what is stolen.
That's when they give the tip to the feds and the feds just do the bust or whatever. That's what you're saying.
Or when they steal the stuff and then call up the DEA and say, hey, can you do this equitable sharing thing for us? Which is what Jeff Sessions is now allowing to wind
back.
Up happening more.
I got you.
Without the feds first saying, we want you to do X.
Right.
Whereas at the state level, the percentage that the local police wind up getting to keep is much, much smaller, somewhere between like 25% to 40%, depending on the state.
Well, so does the state government get the majority of it and the local department gets the lesser portion at the state level?
That's generally how it works. But again, about 24 states have said you can't do civil asset forfeiture under our statutes, meaning that in the 24 states where civil asset forfeiture is prohibited at the state level, they'll then be able to do this equitable sharing
at the
federal level and wind up getting a much higher percentage, which is what they were often doing anyway to get extra money. And
what if the state government were to forbid its police from doing the equitable sharing program?
There was a bill in New Hampshire earlier this year that would have done that, and unfortunately it wound up dying.
In committee?
Committee wound up coming up with a recommendation to ITL, which
or
is...
Criminal Justice Committee?
I forget.
Or judicial, maybe.
I forget. I could find it and figure
it
out.
Well, I'm glad to see that somebody put that forward, at least. It's certainly a conversation that I think needs to continue happening.
Right. And the same usual suspects that testified against getting rid of civil asset forfeiture a couple of years ago were the ones testifying of...
The Attorney General, the police, state police... Those
Chiefs
people.
Of Police Association, you know, all the guys coming in uniform,
yep.
saying,
Whoa.
If we do this, then we won't have any money, and blah, 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 and heroin dealers.
Poor police.
Well, all right, so one, you're saying you don't use it, but if we get rid of it, then you won't make money, and also drug dealers, well, if it's a drug dealer, then
That's
you should wind up being able to do criminal asset forfeiture. So they're just complaining
they have no
all
argument.
Of these stuff and overwhelming. It's the same thing that prosecutors do when a government official winds up being charged with something. They overwhelm the jury with information, and they wind up, we're just going to kick the can down the road and say not guilty. Oh, we'll kick the can down the road and look at this in a couple of years. Let's just not pass it now. The article continues talking about this federal loophole. The loophole called adoption or equitable sharing has helped fuel an explosion in forfeitures, which became a multi-billion dollar government enterprise. One of Sessions' predecessors, Eric Holder, issued a directive in January 2015 that prohibited the adoption of forfeitures, which led to a drop in seizures. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
police and prosecutors who use the money to pay for new cars, equipment, and training, and help crime victims.
Yeah, right.
Hated it. They made it a key complaint to the Trump administration.
Yeah, I don't
believe more.
Yeah, I don't believe they were helping victims of any crime with the money from asset forfeiture. I don't believe that for a moment.
Well, they believe that they're the victims of these victimless crimes.
Oh, the police.
Society is the victim when you smoke a joint.
So we need more guns, is what the cops say. Give us tanks.
We need grenade launchers.
855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk. Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the air here. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. We're talking about civil asset forfeiture, and of course you're welcome to share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. You've got Ian here.
And Daryl.
Also, I do want to let you know about our YouTube channel. We are live on it right now. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to see that. Or later on, you can watch the archived episodes anytime you want over at youtube.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to our YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe. If you really want, you can hit that notification bell icon in order to get notified about upcoming episodes or episodes as they happen or later on or whatever that notification bell thing does. I'm not really sure exactly what that is.
I think it sends an email.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to speculate. I know they do have a notification icon of some sort on YouTube, but I've never actually clicked it. So maybe I'm not the best YouTube user. I just use the subscriptions thing. When I want to watch YouTube, I go to my subscriptions, and it just shows me everything that the subscription people have put up.
There are things that I'm subscribed to, and I think I get emails, but it's to an email address that I almost never check.
Okay.
But I just know, like, here's the channels that I want to watch the stuff.
Right.
And so I just go to the channels and watch all of the videos.
So, but whatever works for you, subscribing, probably the most important thing. Notifications, not as important, but if you want them, they're there. So go to...
Right, because subscriber numbers wind up helping in the algorithm, so even if you don't care about the emails and notifications, It does wind up helping with, you know, the YouTube's algorithms to show other people similar content.
So go to youtube.freetalklive.com, and there was more from Jeff Sessions about this.
Yes.
Civil asset forfeiture, where the federal government is now undoing the minor tweaks that Eric Holder, the previous attorney general, had done to
back in 2015,
civil asset forfeiture, which did restrict state government police from being able to use this program with the federal government, where they could just basically kind of get out from underneath their state laws.
Right. Where let's just give a scenario. I'm local police department, you know, any town, USA. Mm-hmm. Ian, you've got some drugs. I'm going to take your stuff now. I don't feel like doing all of the paperwork here. DEA, can you come and do the equitable sharing thing on this? And DEA would say, prior to January of 2015, sure, we'll do this. And then they'd wind up doing some sort of thing, and then I wind up getting more money than if I would have done the paperwork myself under state regulation, right. State statute.
So they took that away. Now it's coming back.
Yes. Earlier today, Wednesday, Sessions tossed out Holder's directive on this equitable sharing, or what they're referring to as adopted forfeitures, and added
That's
some
restrictions. That's a nice name for stealing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Claiming here that they've added some restrictions aimed at protecting innocent people. Sessions told a press conference, or rather a meeting with police and prosecutors, it weakens the criminal organizations when you take their money, and it strengthens our law enforcement when we can share it together and use it to further our efforts against crime. But
because the war on drugs is really being won by all that money they've confiscated, right?
NBC News says, but experts in criminal asset forfeiture said Sessions' safeguards, increasing federal prosecutor scrutiny of adopted forfeitures and setting a minimum dollar amount for each, would not fix a system that gives authorities a financial incentive to pursue certain kinds of cases, even if they aren't strong enough to prove in court. And this, again, cannot be stressed enough. This civil asset forfeiture does not require a criminal conviction. It does not even require that the person be charged with a crime. Just that, Ian, I think that the car you're driving was connected to illegal activity, so it's
take
mine
that.
Now.
Yeah, and then they
prove it's not.
Right, and then they actually have, and longtime listeners know this, but they actually have court cases of United States federal government versus $100,000 in cash, or United States federal government versus Ford F-350 pickup truck.
Right.
I mean, that's literally what they do, and it's crazy.
A March report by the DOJ's Office of Inspector General sharply criticized the federal government's use of civil asset forfeiture, saying it did not keep enough records to determine whether seizures actually helped criminal investigations or whether they violated people's civil liberties.
They don't care about that.
Again, this is the Department of Justice, Office of Inspector General, yep, saying we don't have enough information to say whether this helps us or whether it just violates civil rights.
Well, even if they did violate civil rights, they don't care about that.
Right. But still, it's just interesting, yeah, where the DOJ is saying we don't have enough information.
They don't want to have that information.
We don't know.
It would be better for them to not know, right?
J. Scott Gilbert, a Mississippi lawyer and former federal prosecutor who helped manage the DOJ's asset forfeiture and money laundering program and helped Holder draft the directive in 2015, says the notion of eating what you kill, as we call it, is a terrible public policy. The vestiges of paying judges by the conviction or police officers by arrest went away a long time ago. This is the only such thing left.
And it sounds like it's going to stick with us for a while, or at least a little while longer.
Gilbert says in some cases, federal agencies depend on deputized police officers to investigate cases for them, and forfeiture money is often the only way to entice them to maintain the partnership. He says the answer is to implement a grant program that would separate prosecution from the funding. In his meeting with law enforcement groups on Wednesday.
Well, the answer is to separate from the United States entirely.
Right,
that's
but
solve
a
this
former
problem.
Federal prosecutor is not going to wind up saying, oh,
sure,
yeah, let's just get rid of the FedGov. He's going to come up with ways to, yeah, let's, you know, stop the stealing and, you know, separate the incentive, right, from the prosecution.
Let's talk to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
I thought this night was a Thursday night. It's good to hear him on Wednesday night. But
well, that is good of you to remember that, Sarah. But yes, Daryl is a regular co-host on the show. It's just that he's been filling in for Mark on a couple more occasions recently, including tonight. Mark was not feeling,
yes,
well. So what were you calling about?
Yes, you know, I brought up that I heard on the radio news that Facebook company has picked out Albuquerque, you know, out of all the cities to build their huge company center. I mean,
now, you
I
already
huge,
called about this the other night. What were you, was there something you wanted to add to the discussion?
Well, the thing is that the center that they're building is like, I was told, the size of a football field. I mean, that's huge.
That's big.
Yeah, that's pretty big. Unless I heard that they've already had it or something, but that's what I was told, and they're going to build another one in Las Lunas. So my question is, why Albuquerque out of all the places? That is my question. It seems like Facebook.
Well, I'm not the mayor of Albuquerque, nor am I a city councilor there, but my guess is that Facebook has been given some kind of cronyist deal of, we'll wind up waiving property taxes for,
yeah,
you for a while to relocate your business.
That's
here.
Sometimes what happens is these big corporations will sort of shop around to different jurisdictions and see what's the best deal they can get. Oh, we'll bring you these jobs if you give us a break on taxes, which I support people not paying taxes, but they're getting a special deal that nobody else is getting. There's more coming up.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Sarah.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me know. A little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype on in here. Skype username lrn.fm with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. That's the point here on Free Talk Live. If you appreciate the work that we do and you want to help support our mission of spreading the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency and all the fun stuff we talk about here, you can get behind the show for $5 a month over the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that, you know, you help us with $5 a month, and then you get perks. We can use that $5 to invest it into the show to help market Free Talk Live to new radio stations and bring in new internet listeners, exposing new people to the ideas of liberty. And you get the perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, the new Free Talk Live badge that is only for amplifiers on the new Free Talk Live forum. So those are some of the perks you'll get. You can get all the details and learn more about the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. That's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. You've got some more from Jeff Sessions here. I don't know if we've had a quote. Have we had a quote from him yet in this article?
We had a quote from him.
Okay.
earlier. I don't remember what it was.
There's been a lot of background on civil asset forfeiture, which is a terrible government program that now they're going to be ramping up at the federal level.
Yeah. So here's the quote that we already shared. He says, it weakens the criminal organizations when you take their money, and it strengthens our law enforcement when we can share it together and use it to further our efforts against crime. Mm. In his meeting.
When you're taking people's money, in a lot of cases, it's not criminal organizations. In a lot of cases, it's, you know, some 70-year-old woman who has taken her life savings out of her bank account or, you know, a box under her bed or something like that and is driving to her new home. That happened.
Right.
That was one of the stories we've talked about over the last decade on Free Talk Live.
And then there was the story of the guy that was driving the money for his mother who just sold the house.
Right.
There was also a story of like a 20-year-old kid that was moving from Chicago to L.A. because he wanted to be a movie star.
And
he had like $5,000 on him.
And they just take it. They just say, oh, you've got cash. You must be a drug dealer.
You've got cash, you're dark, and you're in a known drug corridor.
Yeah, we don't have any evidence that you've actually sold or bought or possessed drugs, but, you know, you've got cash, so we're just going to take that from you. Have a nice day.
In his meeting with law enforcement groups earlier in the day, Sessions downplayed claims that civil asset forfeiture preys on the innocent, citing research that shows
liar.
4 out of 5 people who have property taken never fight it in court.
As though that's evidence?
That he says, quote, they're not challenging it because usually it was drug money, and they know it was drug money,
wow.
And they have no basis to contest the forfeiture.
What a scumbag. I mean, this guy is yet another low-life politician, which is, of course, what you expect from the Attorney
right.
General.
Let me explain why people wind up, 4 out of 5 people wind up not challenging it in court.
There's multiple reasons, but yes, please.
Well, on average, the amount that's stolen is less than $10,000. And on average, it's going to cost you more than that to go
just
to court.
Just for the attorney and for the court. Yeah, absolutely.
So you're going to spend more money fighting in court to prove that something was not connected to, you know, some illegal activity. And then if you get the stuff back, you're still out more than what you got in return.
Yeah. And they know
and
that.
And even if you do go to court, it's an uphill battle because prove a negative. Prove.
Right.
That this thing that we took was not connected to something illegal.
Yeah, I hope you've got every pay stub you've ever received for the last, you know, 20 years.
It's the whole, you know, when did you stop beating your wife sort of thing.
Yeah.
You can't, one, there's no way to answer that question, and two, you can't prove a negative. It's impossible
ridiculous.
To prove a negative.
Is there more from Sessions? Are we done?
Not from Sessions, but there is a quote from a legal professor at the University of Pennsylvania Law School who says, is it true that they're really guilty of something? The facts don't support it.
Nope.
He says the new directive is going in the opposite direction of where the states are going and trying to reform civil asset forfeiture. It's an attack on federalism, taking over state choices on how best to combat crime and to protect the property of their citizens. And then there's more in this. I'll just post the entire
I'd say
link to the Facebooks.
That his analysis is spot on. Absolutely spot on. You can share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Here's a story about the Ethereum Nation, Ethereum Island, Ethereum startup Consensus. Now, what Ethereum, for those that don't know, is the second most popular right now by market cap, so most valuable cryptocurrency in the world. And, or I guess Ether is its crypto, but Ethereum is the platform that it's on. It's kind of like this open source, distributed, decentralized programming platform. Anyway, one of their startups, Consensus, is actively exploring a partnership with the African nation of Mauritius that could create a so-called Ethereum Island, a hub for blockchain technology innovators that would seek to branch out into Africa, Asia, and beyond. Joseph Lubin, founder and a team of top executives from Consensus, the New York-based decentralized application builder, toured the island July 5th through the 7th to meet with the nation's Board of Investment, the Bank of Mauritius, and other private and public sector authorities. Mauritius, located 700 miles east of Madagascar, has established itself as an offshore financial center and is actively looking to do the same with regard to blockchain and related technologies. Late last year, it began the process of establishing a regulatory sandbox license in an effort to attract blockchain investors. Now, I have no idea what a regulatory sandbox license is, but, you know, maybe it means that they aren't somehow they're like, whoever's in the sandbox is not subject to the government's regulations or something like that.
Who the hell knows?
I'd be interested in learning a little bit more about that. But speaking to local press following the meetings, Mr. Lubin remarked that he and his team were impressed by the knowledge and enthusiasm for the technology that was exhibited by the local officials, which is a surprise. I mean, normally when it comes to government officials, they don't know anything about Bitcoin. They don't know anything about Ethereum. They don't know anything about blockchain and technology, and it's a brutal struggle to try to help them understand it.
But, you know, if anything, this should worry people about Ethereum, that Ethereum is trying to get cozy with governments around the world.
Well, in this case, it's just a startup. This isn't the Ethereum group or programmer or programmers or whatever. This is,
well, the creator
company
of Ethereum wound up meeting with some top-level Russian official not too long ago about trying to implement some kind of something, and the creators of Ethereum have said that they want to put identity on a blockchain. They want all kinds of contracts on a blockchain.
That's true. That's
these
true.
Stupid smart contracts to where it removes all common sense. Smart contracts are like zero tolerance with a blockchain behind it. Oh, that piece of paper looks kind of like a gun, so therefore, little Johnny, you're getting expelled from kindergarten because you've got something that looks like a gun. We've got a zero tolerance policy against guns.
Well,
but now there's a blockchain behind it.
I think that the what you're talking about with the smart contracts, they've got their ups, they've got their downs. I don't think that it's all bad as you're sort of suggesting here, but I do see what you're saying, that these immutable smart contracts can be kind of dumb when there's no human being behind it to take on, you know,
and that's the whole point of the smart contract, is to remove the human beings from making decisions.
And in some cases, that could probably work pretty well. But in other cases, as you were trying to point out there, it may result in some very, you know, mistaken decisions being made by that smart contract.
Right, and then, you know, what happens when you've got a smart contract that's very poorly written, like the DAO, the Decentralized Autonomous Organization.
Where somebody leaked out millions of dollars.
Somebody wound up finding a loophole in this contract and taking like $150 million worth of Ether, and then the people at Ether said, yeah, even though this blockchain's supposed to be immutable, we're going to undo that.
We'll tell you more about what's going on in Mauritius here in moments, and you can join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733.
Blockchain-powered drones. Kill them all.
It's
in the smart contract.
Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Our toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. So Skype on in at Skype username lrn.fm. We've got a website, too. You can go and get interactive, download archives, back the show with the AMP program, join the Free Talk Live email list, and so much more. It's all completely free. Over at freetalklive.com, regulatory sandboxes. So I was wondering what that means, because there's a company that is an Ethereum-based company that's the second most popular cryptocurrency in the world right now, or crypto platform, or whatever you want to call it, where they're looking to get a regulatory sandbox out of Mauritius, which is a country that's 700 miles to the east of Madagascar. It's kind of out in the Indian Ocean.
So I'm not sure exactly what the regulatory sandbox in Mauritius means, but I did find something from a UK regulatory agency where they say a regulatory sandbox allows a business to test innovative product services, business models, and delivery mechanisms in a real market with real customers in sort of, you know, a supervised manner that isn't in accordance with the existing regulatory structure.
Yeah, it says here at fnews.com that it's usually a set of rules that allows trailblazers to test their products and business models with minimal legal requirements. They do have predefined restrictions such as limitations on clients, time limit testing, predetermined exceptions, and testing under regulator supervision. So a highly scrutinized, it sounds like, minimal regulatory environment.
We don't know how to regulate you, so we're going to keep an eye on you.
We're
going to
watch you. Yeah.
And, you know, like, as we see you do stuff, then we'll tell you, no, you can't do that.
Or you got to pay us if you want to do that.
Yeah.
That's really what they want. They want to get paid. They're probably so uncertain about this technology of, you know, cryptocurrency or Ethereum in this case, that they, you know, they're interested in learning how they can tax it.
And again, you know, it's something that we don't know how to regulate this, so
yeah,
we're going to make up the regulations as we go along, where most of the stuff, they put out all of the regulations before they let anybody do anything.
So, according to the story here at CoinDesk? Yeah, I think it's CoinDesk. Anyway, browser's going brutally slow. CoinDesk.com. Consensus is the company involved here. They went to the nation of Mauritius. They had some talks with the bureaucrats there about this regulatory sandbox idea. James Duchesne, the Mauritius Board of Investments U.S. representative who helped organize the tour, added there was a strong interest in the regulatory sandbox license from the blockchain community since its announcement. So this is a thing that Mauritius is offering. So why is Consensus, a name brand and fast-growing blockchain solutions company, so keen to potentially set up shop on a small island on the other side of the world? Well, the key reason, said Lubin, is that he and his team have discovered that smaller nations have the tools and nimbleness needed to adapt and embrace new technologies at a more rapid clip than larger jurisdictions. And I find that to be a generally probably a true statement.
Basically, it sounds like they don't have all of the bureaucrats that are going to hinder us from doing something.
That's right.
That's basically what he said without saying the B word.
Well, and they're small enough to where they need business, right? Like, they could use more companies moving in there, and so they might be more willing to listen to, you know, some reason on, hey, why you should leave us to do our thing without regulation in these areas.
Okay, well, if that's the only thing of, let's find a small place that needs people and needs business, take up Mark Edge's advice, move to Pitcairn where there's 44 people.
Well, the problem with that would be that there's nobody there, right? Like,
there's 44 people. That's not nobody. Nobody would be Palmyra Atoll that has a population of zero.
Well, 40's about nobody. Anyway, going on here, he continued to say that, quote, where we're seeing extreme traction is in smaller jurisdictions that are more homogenous in their focus and in their intent, and where there's a strong top-down drive from government to either leapfrog technologies or take advantage of this powerful technology. He said that, quote, we have noted around the world that blockchain technology, especially Ethereum, is catching on and driving incredible business growth. In Consensus's estimation, Mauritius meets all of these criteria and has the potential to quickly turn into a home base for blockchain companies seeking to branch out around the world. Now, when Mark had told me about this, he mentioned it to me yesterday, I think, and I went onto the Cato Institute Human Freedom Index and did a look at Mauritius, and I think it was like, I don't have it in front of me at the moment, I think it was like number 35 overall in human freedom, but when you actually looked at economic freedom, it ranked as number 5 on that list.
Interesting.
So that's a good sign that it might be a good kind of startup location. Says here, it's clear that there's real buy-in to the vision of turning Mauritius into a blockchain technology hub, said the company's guy. He said, we believe that the vision we've seen demonstrated here will enable this nation to be in the forefront of this change wave in how information technology systems are built. Should Consensus decide to partner with Mauritius, the investment it would bring to the island nation would be more in the area of human than physical capital. The company said that its value proposition to the island would be in establishing foundational elements of a blockchain ecosystem, such as know your customer rules, digital identity and title registries, and then helping to build a talent pool of developers, entrepreneurs, executives, and regulators to build applications and companies within that ecosystem. a Mauritius-based consensus academy similar to the one launched in Dubai in May. It was floated as a possible option for helping build up the local talent base. And, quote, if discussions continue at the pace they have in the last few days, I could easily see us running another academy program in Mauritius, said their chief of staff. No timetable was provided for a final deal, but both sides expressed strong interest in continuing and advancing the conversation. And, you know, what is this going to lead to? Is this going to lead to the government running their books off of blockchain, the technology that backs Bitcoin and Ethereum? Is that, you know, what this is going towards, a government based in blockchain technology? Is that a good thing? Is that something that, you know, we herald the idea of blockchain technology as a generally pretty good idea, but would it be good for government to be blockchain based?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I think that to some extent there's some real benefits, because the benefit of blockchain is that it's an immutable technology. If it's
okay, so that means we can never repeal any statutes because of immutability, and we're putting all of government regulations on a blockchain.
No, that's not what I was talking about.
All the smart contracts.
No, that's not what I was referring to. But yes, there's some bad things I think that could come out of it too. But
blockchain powered drones, you ran a red light. Penalty is death. Smart contract.
Well, like I said, I'm not talking about that aspect. I was talking about the aspect.
I know you're not talking about that aspect, right. But you know, some tyrant somewhere would love on. Ian said, "Let's put it on the blockchain." I like that idea. Blockchain-powered drones. Everything's punishable by death. Everybody will stay in line.
Yeah. What I was going to say, it could be useful with, would be to prove that you did a thing at a certain time. So a record that could not be modified by some bureaucrat, for instance, who might want to change some information or make it look like you filed something or didn't file something when you did. If it's on the blockchain, then it's there. It can't be removed. It is immutable. That's the idea there. So there could be some benefit to that. But I agree with you, Daryl. With technology in government's hands, you got to be real cautious about that.
And according to the Fraser Institute's Freedom Index, they're showing Mauritius ranked number 5 on economic.
That's pretty good.
I know they have a list of just overall freedom, but I can't seem to find that right now.
Let's go to Rusty in Texas. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Howdy. I just wanted to get kind of a clarification. It sounded like y'all were kind of make the argument that it would be taking away jobs or getting rid of the human factor in certain contracts. It seems like if people want to use that in the marketplace, you know, the market could determine whether that's useful or not. The government could use it for land deeds, where you could have an easy, clear title transfer and there's no kind of hiccups along the way.
Yep,
there's
that's
clear
true.
Clear sign of who owns it all along the way. It might be construed as getting into like the candlestick makers petition where, oh my gosh, this blockchain is going to take away our jobs. But I don't think people.
I never mentioned jobs.
It may actually take away jobs for lawyers because if you can.
I mentioned common sense. Your smart contract says that, you know, I've borrowed $20 from you. I'm going to pay you back at 4 o'clock on Friday. I hit a red light, get to you at 4:05. Well, the smart contract winds up enforcing itself 5 minutes before I get to you. Where's the common sense? That's my look at these stupid smart
there
contracts.
There may be a way to undo that if the other party is willing.
I'm stuck at a traffic light. I can't go
in.
But
when you get there and you're like, oh, I was stuck at a traffic light, they might be like, all right, well, we'll just go ahead and refund this.
Could you just add a clause then?
Yeah, again, the market will decide these things, and you're right about that, Rusty. Thanks for the call tonight. We're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's Pool.Bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.